Well, it certainly is a creepy night here in the wonderful state of Iowa. Here in Davenport, we are just beginning our trick-or-treats. Actually, we are just wrapping up the trick-or-treat night here. A warm welcome for some of you, a cool welcome for the rest of you. It is the Mod Sock Puppet, live from the cornfield. This is episode 2. Started there with Thomas Newman in a track called Ghosts. Quite appropriate for a night like tonight, don't you think? Tonight's podcast is going to be a little bit short, but hopefully we'll stick around. We'll have a little bit of fun. Unfortunately, we don't have any guests that are going to be stopping by tonight. Those are all being saved for Dad's Mix Episode 1, which will be debuting tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow, Halloween Day. Ooh, spooky. Yeah, and that would be spooky too, to see a bunch of drunk people. Yeah. You already know what I'm going on about there. Anyway, we need to get some things taken care of here because I know, guys. I know that there's a lot going down right now, that there's a lot to talk about, and, well, you know what? That's just fine. Makes for a good podcast. Also, just now, we are now going into the first hour. I think that ATS has been back online. I find that quite appropriate because, well, Hallow's Eve. Woo! Let's go! Alright. First of all, we're going to actually take care of the BTS things right now. Stop into DATS. We are currently having, we're doing some hiring right now. If you want to work at DATS, let us know, because we are looking for security. We are looking for bartenders. Sexy bartenders. Yes. You know who you are. And we, of course, are always looking for people to stop in, have a drink on us, maybe have some food and the whatnot. Zameless will be joining us on our podcast tomorrow, by the way, along with Carrot and Rush. And those are some of the big names in DATS, so hopefully you guys will be around to hear that. Anyway, moving on. Also, we would like to announce that there is a contest going on right now through, I believe it is, tomorrow. The DATS Ugliest Costume Contest. It is something... the whole point, well, I think you can figure out the whole point of it right now. Real quick, though, I need to go back and talk about the DATS. We know that the penguins don't look real. We understand the penguins don't look real right now. They are in costume. They've decided that they wanted to be in costume. So, and unfortunately, we can't do anything about that. That's just how they are. So, if you're in DATS, still... don't touch the penguins. Make sure that if you're going to pick something up, that it's not a penguin. Alrighty? Alrighty. Moving on. I would go through a list. Normally on Halloween, I normally go through a list of scary things besides me. But, I hope somebody got that. But, not tonight. And the reason that we're not going to do that tonight is because, I'm starving as I make this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's sad, I know, but, well, it's true. Meanwhile, I need to actually bring something back up from BTS Mix number 33. I need to bring something up there. The whole big talk issue was this, oh gosh, what was it? It was about the woman who complained about VCs being made, prepared for, and being delivered by room service. And then the whole argument was, well, don't piss off the people who serve your food. Well, you know what? That's partially true, but wouldn't common sense have saved you? I mean, did she take a bite out of it? I mean, come on. Couldn't you have just been like, oh my god, that does not smell like filet mignon. You know, come on. Seriously, guys. Use your heads. I don't feel bad for the woman who had that happen to her. And to be quite honest, I don't have any pity for the hotel. Why? Because the lady didn't have any common sense to know, okay? If the lady had common sense to know, then she wouldn't have eaten the food! And you can argue with me about that as much as you want, and you're still going to be wrong. And there are still going to be people who agree with me. So, that's just how it is. Alright? Moving right along. If you have not yet read or listened to Wookiee's podcast about the history of Halloween, I invite you to do so. Still right now. It still applies, and it is still available. Everybody knows that we absolutely cannot get enough of Wook's podcasting and boasts. Even though he might be a traitor in the dad's pub. Nah, I don't think so. But, at any rate, if you have not yet heard that podcast, you need to do so. There is a link that will be in this post, and you will be allowed to click that link and go and check it out for yourself. I would have to encourage you to do so. Alright? Alrighty. Now, normally, this is the time of year of ghosts, goblins, witches, demons, and, yeah, all that stuff. It's really kind of annoying, though, don't you think? I mean, when was the last time, or actually, I'm going to actually do a poll right here in this podcast thread. Why don't you reply to this podcast and let us know when they put out Halloween decorations at your local Walmart? That's right. Has anybody noticed how decorations for holidays keep coming out sooner and sooner and sooner? And then after the holidays, they can just not seem to get rid of them or go fast enough. Either or. It's really kind of annoying, don't you think? I mean, here, I know for a fact that they started doing Halloween stuff in July. You don't do that. That's annoying. Stop it. Anyway. Yeah. Let us know about when they put out the Halloween decorations at your local location, and we'll announce those on the next podcast. Because I know some people are going to be interested, saying that, Christmas is getting closer again. But it seems to me, and this might just be me, that holidays are coming a lot closer than they normally are. I mean, let's think about it. It's Halloween right now. You go to bed, you wake up. It'll be Thanksgiving for our U.S. citizens out there. If you're not a U.S. citizen, you'll wake up and it'll be Hanukkah. Or Kwanzaa. Or Christmas. Yes, that's right. Isn't that a scary thought? We're talking about Christmas and Halloween. But it's true. And that's what the propaganda and the big corporations have done to us, unfortunately. And unfortunately, that's the biggest rant that's going to be on this podcast, because we're going to move right along now. The next thing that we always talk about, and we'll bring up the ghosts, the goblins, the ghouls, the witches, the warlocks, the demons, the occult, whatever you want to call it. And you have to wonder how many unfortunate... I won't talk about that. But you have to wonder exactly why. Why is it that we actually celebrate this holiday? In true, Halloween is a day that is more or less a pagan holiday. Now, this is not historically accurate, guys. So, and it's not meant to be. It is supposed to be for fun. And at the same time, it's supposed to be out of a perspective. I think a lot of you know that I am, in fact, a Christian. So, Halloween is more of one of those days of a Lucifer-Satan kind of day. But, of course, as a kid, you don't think about that, do you? It's an innocent holiday when you're young. It's a day where people go ahead and get candy. But, again, you have to think of it like this. Truly, kids, if any of you are on ATS and for some reason you still go trick-or-treating, think of it like this. The candy that you give out, and the candy that you take. Did you know that you probably spend about $15 on your bucket of candy alone? If you include the candy that you are giving out, that makes it about $30 to $45, almost $50. Now that's enough to fill that car with gas. Those are for the adults though, aren't they? Well, here's the thing to consider. Next time you go out for trick-or-treating, simply ask your mom, "Can I have $50 for candy?" Let's not hand any out this year. But here's the double standard, kids. There's a little bit of a rule that has to go with it. What parents teach us as kids is that we are supposed to do the trick-or-treat thing when we come to the door. But unfortunately for them, they're just figuring out a new way to waste money. And unfortunately, in this economic time, that ain't always the best policy, is it, folks? So, people out there, I am asking you a favor. Down with the trick-or-treating. It's not because it's a negative religious holiday on the Christian part. No, that has nothing to do with it. The reason I'm saying down with trick-or-treating, it's a waste of money. I mean, think of it. You buy pumpkins, carve the pumpkins, and then on top of that, you have to buy costumes for your kids. Maybe costumes for you. Halloween decorations. You have to pay for the electricity to put in the jack-o'-lantern lights and everything. I mean, let's think about it, folks. I mean, there is a certain time of year where it's okay to do this kind of thing. I mean, you can spend X amount of hundreds of dollars buying fireworks for a 4th of July or an Independence Day or a national holiday to celebrate freedoms or rights. I mean, that's just me. I mean, I spend about $400 or $500 in fireworks a year. But the thing of it is that there's a little bit of a difference. Because what you're going to end up experiencing is that you have spent all that money on that stuff, and then, on the off chance that your kid gets a cavity off that candy, well now, that money gets doubled. That's right, it gets doubled for each kid. Now, that turns into an awful lot of money, doesn't it? So, what I am simply saying is that most holidays are in true, probably, a waste of money. But there are some which are a little bit more meaningful. Unfortunately, if you're a kid, you are always going to be awarded on a holiday. For example, Halloween you get candy. On Christmas you get presents. On Easter you get chocolate or anything other kind of candy as well. On the 4th of July you get to see fireworks exploding in the sky. I know as a kid those were some of the best days of my life. But the thing of it is that there are certain holidays which just have no merit. And unfortunately, folks, Halloween can be a fun holiday. I'm not saying take the fun out of the holiday, but I'm saying try and make it a little bit more logical. Anyway, that's the end of my rant here. And unfortunately, I sounded a little bit like Martha Stewart, didn't I? Ooh. Well, unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut it there. I'm not going to be able to redeem myself tonight. But, ladies and gentlemen out there, listen up. Because it is time to announce that we are, in fact, going to be doing the Dad's Mix tonight at 8:30 Central Daylight Time, I think it is. It might be a little bit later. Also, it's time to do the wrap-up here. Philadelphia Phillies are the new World Series champions for the year 2008. That's right. They beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3 last night after Game 5 was delayed for almost 48 hours. And I'll tell you what, Philly, my hat's off to you. It's long overdue. Congratulations, guys. Really and truly, and I mean that, great job. A shout-out to Threads here that we want to take care of. The Halloween Avatar Contest, get those entries in. They're about done. I know that Chisler is going to be probably one of the best judges that you're going to have. Get them in. And the ATS calendar for 2010, those are still looking for people. I will not be on there because I will not horrify you people. I'd probably end up on October, and no thanks. Also, you can vote now on ATS for the pre-elections. The ATS presidential, U.S. presidential election poll. I know it's really... Here's the thing. It's a good thing that it's hidden and that it's anonymous, because I guarantee you there would be people punching other people out on ATS. So, but I do ask everybody to stop in and vote. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm a big fanatic when it comes up to voting. So make sure that you do that. And also, guys, seriously, we are working on a war right now in DATS. With the Fight Club pub, that ego-stroking pub of theirs. Well, guess what, guys? You don't have a mix. So, ha. Take that. At any rate, folks, until next time, stay out of the candy, don't get a cavity, and if you're gonna dress up on Halloween, make sure that it's not just on Halloween. You're an adult. You don't need permission anymore. You can walk into work as Batman if you want. Just remember, over 18, no rules. This is the Mod Sock Puppet, live from the cornfield, and we'll see you next week on this Live from the Cornfield, Episode 3. And closing out tonight will be Brain Bug and Nightmare. It's supposedly a special goodness treat for you. Hopefully you don't have any nightmares tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.